From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with this holiday edition of the Latin America Report. Venezuelans are one of South Florida's fastest-growing communities, which means at the holidays we may hear more gaita music, the merry and muscular rhythm that erupts in Venezuela every Christmas season. But you can't listen to gaita without eating a unique cornmeal tamal called the hallaca, the traditional Venezuelan Christmas food. If you've never tried an hallaca, I recommend you make a beeline to Doral or Weston and find a Venezuelan eatery that makes them. Maybe I'm biased because my wife is Venezuelan, but the hallaca is a tropical Christmas epiphany for the taste buds.
For the Americans, I see them here in the restaurant. It's like, wow, what is this? How come I never had this before?
Lorenzo DiStefano Jr. is vice president of his family's local chain of Venezuelan restaurants, El Arepaso Dos.
I mean, the hallaca just combines a bunch of flavors, and when Christmas comes, we just combine all that energy. Venezuelans are described to be one of the most party people, I think, in the world.
As DiStefano points out, what makes the hallaca as special as its myriad flavors are its festive traditions. Hallaca-making parties are part culinary assembly, assembly line, part drinking marathon, and most of all, a communal bonding. Every Venezuelan family has its hallaca matriarch. On a recent weekend here in Palmetto Bay, la jefa, the boss, is Carmen León de Castro.
3 kilos de pernil o paleta.
Carmen reads me her recipe for the soul of any hallaca, the guiso, or meat stew. It's a swirl of ingredients ranging from pork leg to leeks, from capers to annatto seeds. The hallaca's body is the masa. It's the shell that's made from the same cornmeal used for another Venezuelan favorite, the arepa. Mixing the masa to just the right consistency for hallacas is an art, which is why Carmen and her daughter Mariela go over it again and again.
Mami, así está bien, pruébalo.
Perfecta, porque está suavecita, tiene...
Then the fun part starts. Putting it together, the masa, guiso, and a cornucopia of other fillers such as raisins, olives, and eggs, and wrapping them in smoked banana leaves. It's all hands on deck at a long, jovial table where the smell of red peppers and pimentos floats in the air with the aroma of rum and scotch. Venezuela's mounting economic crisis has made it harder to find hallaca ingredients there this year. But Carmen, who was born in Caracas, says Venezuelans will climb the Andes to get them.
O sea, nos pondríamos muy tristes de pensar que no tenemos una hallaca el día para...
A Christmas without hallacas would make us very sad, above all when we're far away from Venezuela.
There are many versions of the hallaca story. One holds that slaves and servants invented it using the table scraps of wealthy colonial Spaniards. Whatever the origins, it's a medley of European, African, and indigenous Latin American fare that's also a statement of New World identity. Mariela was born here in the United States, but the hallaca gatherings keep her and her own daughters in touch with their Venezuelan roots.
It's time spent with your family that I think is so important about hallacas. It's a big production. And that time drinking and talking. When we do it here in the United States, it's fun because as more and more expatriates come, it's not just family, it's friends and connections and the families that you make.
Non-Venezuelans like me and Mariela's husband take part too. Every year we get the most important job, tying the banana leaves around the hallacas with string before they go to the steaming pot. Or at least they tell us that's the most important job. Either way, DiStefano of Arepaso Dos believes the hallaca, like the arepa, will do more than bring Venezuelans together in the United States. It will bring together Venezuelans and the United States.
How Mexican food evolved in this country, this will be the same thing.
And there are worse things than doing Christmas like, as the man said, the best party people in the world. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.